Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope you're all doing well and striving in the Lord. Hopefully your day's going well or already did, or maybe you're just starting yours wherever it is that God has you located on this big, awesome, wonderful earth. I don't know. I don't really have like a big topic or anything. I just thought I would pop this on and share a few things about what's going on. I don't know. I'm just like greatly rejoicing to be able to do simple Titus 2 duties here while we're at the land. It is a pleasure and a blessing, and it is something that I just greatly appreciate doing such things, cutting wood, doing projects, cleaning things up, cooking on the wood stove, starting the fires, doing all that kind of stuff, and excuse me, being off grid and living tiny like we do makes for a little bit of a different life, one that I really appreciate. So anyway, we've just been keeping really busy doing all that, and so I'm praising God for that, for this opportunity. It's a peaceful, joyful time. Not that we don't have peace and joy all the time, but sometimes circumstances are different and some are, well, maybe just more pleasant than others. We all know it's kind of like the weather. When it's below zero and the snow is blowing and there's ice all over and it's cold, it's not quite as pleasant as a 60 degree cool breezy day in the spring with the sun shining and the birds singing. But we just be thankful. It's all good. Be thankful for every day that we have to serve Him regardless of the circumstances. And so anyway, let's see. Yesterday, this was funny. The day before yesterday, it was late at night. Brother James was kind of looking at some things that he needed, and he found them online, and he contacted the people. And both the people, it was like really late at night. They were both still up and communicating with him. And he said to me, he said, tomorrow, I think we're going to head out and go pick those things up. And so that was kind of a change of plans. We were planning on having a quiet day online ministry, so we kind of rearranged everything. And it was drizzly out, and Brother James had to take the generator hut off the back of the van. And so we did that. And then once we were all ready, it was like a couple-hour drive. And so it was really nice. I got a travel video for you on the blog post that I'll attach this one to. And it was just a nice day. It's kind of funny, as we're traveling to get there, we're on a big highway that's really busy. And we've been here, I don't know, a couple months. And so it's a different life for us. When we're out on the road doing it all the time, it's like, okay, you get used to it. It's tiring, but, you know, physically taxing on the body, but it's just something you just kind of get used to. But now that we're back here on the land and then we travel down the highway, it's funny because we're like, it almost seems like it's so far removed, but I'll tell you what, in a split second, we can be ready to go and do it all. In fact, we're just getting all our stuff done here, and our plans are to take off in, like, when spring breaks, or maybe mini mission trips around here when the weather breaks. We'll see, whatever. We just take one day at a time, and we're always serving the Lord. We're always joyous. We're always encouraging the saints, always teaching, always keeping busy in the Lord and minding our own business and working with our hands, and we love that. It's so awesome. So anyway, as Brother James got those two items, which were located 15 minutes apart from each other, so that was pretty awesome how that worked out. He was able to witness to those the people that he bought them from, the two men that he bought the things from. And they both seemed pretty receptive. One of them stood around and talked for a while about the things of God. And then after we left there, we were headed home, and a little ways away from the land, Brother James said, I think we'll stop there and get gas. They seem to have a pretty good price. And we pulled in, and Brother James is just finishing up filling up the gas tank. And I was in the van, and I heard somebody say, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. And I smiled. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. Perfect timing, because we weren't necessarily planning on being right there. The last minute thing to buy these things, which were a really good deal. I mean, the way everything lined up, I just smiled and I was praising the Lord for how He does these things. And him and this young man had a good conversation about the things of God. And at one point, Brother James gave him a gospel card, and the young man turned to his fiance and he said, "See, I told you God's been working with me, or working on me," or something like that. And so that was pretty awesome. We were rejoicing in that, just living a simple life, and people get the precious gospel. Anytime we go out, we've been handing out the gospel cards and getting opportunities to witness. So it's just, praise God, live your life, walk in the Spirit, and be ready, and God will use you. And so let's see what else has been going on. The sisters we've been talking about a little bit of sharing about not growing weary. A lot of busyness going on with the sisters. And so I got some scripture verses together. I thought just a few of them. I was going to read a couple on not growing weary. And I know they're the ones that most of us know, but it's always good to have reminders. The sisters are always saying, you know what? We never get tired of all these reminders. And sometimes they almost sound like a parrot repeating things and repetitive. But I always think of that in the scriptures, line upon line, precept upon precept. And there's so many things to remember in the Christian life. You know, you can get your doctrine down. You can get yourself in obedience in your everyday life. But then when it comes to internal things, your character, your nature, your mind, your thoughts, and doing things for others and how we react and all those things, they're of the fleshly kind of nature that we have to keep always working on. We know what to do, but the flesh doesn't always do it. And so it's wonderful to have reminders all the time. You know, like when we say something, we say, and I mean it. We're not saying that like with unfeigned love. We want to make sure that it's purposeful and meaningful what we're doing. Because if you look around in the world, you can see, okay, like here's this. How you doing today? Everybody always says, how you doing today? And most often they don't really mean it. It's just like empty. They're just saying it. Because if you say that to somebody and they start telling you, a lot of people look around like, oh, I guess I wasn't expecting an answer. And so we in the Christian life, we women always want to make sure that our words are purposeful. We mean them. Best off not to say them if you're not really sure if you mean it or not. And then we probably have to go check our heart on that. And so anyway, I was just, we were talking about not growing weary. And I think I had that on a scripture picture from a sister yesterday on my post. And I just thought I'd read a couple of the verses here. Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And 2 Thessalonians 3:13, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Now, I just want to say in this, those are, when we're told to do something or not to do something, those are a command. And so we are instructed, commanded to not be weary. And yes, we can get that way, but we know through Christ he can strengthen us, and we just have to keep going to him, and in our weakness he is strong. And then I was gonna read 2 Timothy 4:7-8, because that shows me the disciples, the apostles, the brethren, the brothers and sisters who walked before us that didn't grow weary. And Brother Paul shares that with us. And this should be a great encouragement to us. Once again, 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. And so that means we all get that if we love his appearing, if we love the Lord, if we're following him in holiness and obedience, if we're laying down our life, if we're picking up our cross, if we're willing to forsake all for him, then we'll get that too. So if you put those together, not growing weary, and put that promise in the hope that lies before us, that gives us strength right there, lifts us up, makes a joyous countenance when we're tired. And then I also wanted to say, let's see, Revelation 21:7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And we're his daughters if we truly are born again and following after him, because he is worthy. And he's worthy to be praised for everything that he's done. And we love him because he first loved us. So anyway, just sharing some encouragement with you. hopefully that did encourage and edify, maybe strengthen, lift you up. Just sharing a little bit about our days, just a couple of saints who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and wanting to serve Him in all ways. All right, sisters, I'm going to let you go. Have a joyous evening or day or whatever time it is when you listen to this. Much love to you all. Let me know how I can help you in the faith and how to be a godly woman and encourage you. All right. Love to you. May God be praised.